Dis 11:30, jy kers rond my Michelle by Casey het ook. Nou, jy het al heel week gehoor of vir hele lang ruk in almal se programme hoe ons gesels oor Dibana Designs en vandag het ek in die ateljee die man agter hierdie hele storie. So kom ons hoor. Good day, good morning Jasmir Rampersat, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, and you Michelle, thank you guys so much for having me on your show.
It's an honor to have you here too. I want to ask you, can you give us a brief overview of Dibana Designs?
Okay, so basically let us start at the beginning. And it's a quite interesting story.
Yes.
Dibana Designs, my two business partners basically got a message from the Lord just over a year ago. And it was to purchase a whole lot of sewing machines. And there was a plan and purpose for this. And without having any insight to the industry or any knowledge about the industry, and just by being obedient to the word that they've got, they've purchased these machines and, you know, had them kept in storage. And late last year, I had the privilege of meeting up with them and partnering with them and actually bringing this whole thing to life. And last year, November, we started placing out these machines and getting the factory set up. And over the past few months, we've built a really beautiful business. And in a nutshell, I can say this is really a God-ordained place that is there to change the lives of people that enter into this place and that is a part of this growing company, or this fast-growing company, as I should say.
Yeah, yes. Wow. So what makes your factory unique and what kind of products does Dibana Design specialize in manufacturing?
You know, coming out of the clothing industry and being able to work in various different factories, I can tell you that all clothing factories have the same way of operating. Mm. You know, they operate on the same systems, they operate on the same flow and on the same production lines. But every factory has its own unique way in terms of how they motivate their staff and how they encourage their staff and just the things that they do to empower their people, something extra than the normal day-to-day working lives. And I think with us, our uniqueness would be just getting involved with our people, just getting to understand them more on a personal level, understand their backgrounds, understand where they come from, the challenges that they come with, and just try to help them identify their goals, their dreams for the future that they have, and just coach them in ways on how to obtain these dreams and how to work towards it. So I think what makes us really unique is that we really want to get in depth with our staff that come in and not just use them as staff to promote or to grow the business, but also to be involved in growing their lives, you know, growing them to the future that they see for themselves or their vision for themselves, yes.
Wow. What sets Dibana Designs apart from other CMT factories?
You know, every factory, as I said in the previous question, has its own way of doing things. But I really want to applaud all CMT factories, clothing manufacturing plants across the globe, because, you know, these factories are really set in your underprivileged areas and some of the time in really dangerous areas. And I really want to applaud them for taking the risk and going into these areas to create jobs for the people in need within these areas. But what I think sets us apart is that we are really blessed to have our factory situated in a nice industrial areas in Paarl, and it gives us the opportunity to create a safe space for our people to come to and work. And also what I think sets us apart is that, you know, everybody comes to work with their own challenges, with their own problems, with their own personal stresses and strains. And we just want to create an environment for them where they can feel safe, you know, where they can have a peace of mind, where they can just forget about the problems that they come in with, and where they can just have a peace of mind in the environment that they work in, you know, just have a focus on what they need to do and just focus on doing it right, you know, the responsibilities that they have set forth, and just help them and assist them to just forget about all the issues that they come in with, to show them that there is a time in the day where they can actually be free of the stresses that come along with them, you know.
Yes.
So I think that's what really sets us apart, that we really take the time to get in depth with each one individually.
So what does CMT stands for?
So CMT basically stands for cut, make, and trim.
Okay.
So we cut up fabric into patterns, designer patterns or fashionable patterns. We make it up into clothing, and we trim them with the various labels and designer brands and that need to go out, that need to go out to them. So CMT, or in a nutshell, is basically cut, make, and trim.
Cut, make, and trim.
Cut, make, and trim. Yes.
What message would you like to convey to the listeners about Dibana Designs? So how can listeners get in touch with Dibana Designs?
So Dibana Designs is a fast-growing business. As I told you, you know, we just started over a few months ago, and we are quickly growing. And the message that I'm here today to pass to the listeners is that we are looking for skilled people that understand and able to work in a clothing manufacturing plant, people who are skilled in machining over the different various machines, as they hear in our advert that goes out every day. And, you know, we just want to utilize these skilled people to open up the doors and opportunities for others who are in need of work that do not have skills or do not have the ability to obtain these skills or the resources to obtain these skills. So we want to actually, us as the skilled people, open up these doors to be able to fund these opportunities so that we can bring in people and start training them and teaching them and later on giving them a job so that they also can have an opportunity to work and provide for themselves.
Yeah. So what are the plans for the new factory's operations, and when can we expect it to be open?
Okay, so the new factory or the new building, as I could put it, is basically an expansion of what we currently have. And it's just allowing us to create employment as well as broaden our services to our clients. So we are using the opportunity to draw in the skilled staff needed to be fully operational in that place. So we're using this opportunity basically to invite these skilled people to come over so that we can start filling this plant and start getting it fully operational. Because, as you know, no company can be a company without the staff.
Definitely.
And
not.
We need them to come on board so that we can start operating and using them to open up the space. And we're looking at beginning of June.
Okay.
As our plans go, as our plans are set up, we are focused on opening up this place at the beginning of June and just trusting the Lord to bring in these people so that we can start putting them in the right places and start getting a move on this.
So with the new factory be located in the same area as the existing one?
So the new factory is also allocated in Paarl, not in the same area, but we are located on the corner of EK Green and Kaplan Street. And people who want to get in touch with us, they can always contact us via our email, which is info@dibanadesigns.co.za, or they can call us at 021-879-6417, or they can simply just WhatsApp us on 081-437-1824, and then we'd get in touch with them thereafter.
So the last question I want to know from you, what's the application process like for potential employees?
Okay, so it's quite simple. People would basically send through their CVs. We would contact them via telephonic communication. We would do a telephone interview with them to understand what skills they have. And if they fit the role, we'd call them in for a practical assessment. And if that practical assessment goes well, according to what we're looking for, and then we go through to the final stages of employment.
There you've got it. So send me a WhatsApp if you want me to repeat the number or the address, 082-414-1077. I'll send all the info again. Thank you again, Jasmeer. It was an honor to have you here in studio today. And I wish Dibana Designs all the success, all the growth, and may the right people walk through your door.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for having me. Really a privilege to be here with you today.
Thank you. Any last word out there?
You know, we just want to encourage the people out there. You know, employment is tough. People are looking, you know, people need work. So we just encourage the people to come through, especially those ones that are skilled, that are looking for work, to come through so that we can start working with them. And just empower the people to just plan the right things for their life and for their future. You know, it's very difficult to always do the right thing. But if you have plans and goals and dreams and purposes for your life, there are people out there that are willing to work with you and willing to coach you in order to help you set out these goals and dreams for your life. And I think you come through to us, and we are the people that will work with you to get there.
And like we discussed off air, sometimes you're not sure what to do at the moment, then go to Debona Designs, and maybe that's your passion for the rest of your life.
You never know.
And you never know.
If you're passionate about working with people,
yes,
we're the people to come to, because our industry is full of people, all different kinds of people,
yeah,
come from all different backgrounds, all problems, all stresses, all strains, and we come together, we put our heads together, we try and work around it, and we make it a safe and comfortable place for everybody.
Yes, now I can see you are like in Afrikaans, a lekker klomp mense by mekaar.
Definitely.
You must have a great day. Thank you, Jasmeer Rampersad. It was a great honor to have you on air today.
Nice to be here.